Blog Talk Radio.
Website.com. I urge you to go to Post Office Box 28907 Chicago, Illinois, 606-628. I want you to get ready for God to bless you. I want to match your blessing. You can be God-given. We're going into Bible class tonight. We're going to talk about the Word of God. Now, I can't tell you tonight, you can be God-given. The more you give, he's going to give back to you. If you got a need tonight to plant that seed, this is March. And I'm praying for those. If you just see the what a woman gave, Abraham gave, Solomon gave, the Hebrew boys gave in prayer. Sit down, pray together, running over God and give back to you. And I want to say to you on this Bible class night, if you got an offering, if you got a need, you plant the seed. Be God-given. No matter how you try. Tonight, I want to motivate you and stimulate you. Thank you for your donation. Thank you for your seed. Whatever you see, God's going to give back to you. I want to thank Bright Star for your seed of $1,000. Thank you, Bright Star. And I want to thank those that have been seeding. And when she seeded that money, she got a brand new building. Matter of fact, she got two buildings. And I just told her to seed. And sometimes when you see, God give you a long life. Sometimes when you see God open doors for you, you can't see. You know, I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins for her seed. She sees all the time. And I want to tell Mary, I know she ain't yet, but as you keep seeing, God's going to give you exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. Brother Joe, thank you for your seed. I'm going to tell you again, you can't be God given. He's going to keep on blessing you. And the Lord will keep you from all hurt, harm, and danger. Tonight, I hope you got your Bible tonight, because we will be in our Bible class tonight, and we would be doing our Bible class. And as we do our Bible class tonight, we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Bible class, okay? And this is Albertina Walker, the Lord keep me day by day. I know you said that. The Lord keep me. Who's Appletina Walker singing this tonight? You have to tell God to keep you day by day. Every day, Lord. This is Appletina Walker saying that tonight. We're going in the Bible class tonight. And when I open your line up, you might have something to say about the scripture we're going to talk about tonight. And whatever you need, I just feel we're in a good place tonight. Earthquake over in China, fighting over in the Middle East over there, and Putin doing war crimes. Ain't nobody saying nothing about all that's going on. I just want to say tonight that what goes up must come down. What goes around, come around. You get ready for God to bless you tonight. Get ready for this word to illuminate you and to open up a door for you. You saying, well, Bishop, what I need to know? I don't know what you need to know, but I'm going to tell you tonight, it's a word God got for you, and that word will be a blessing to you, okay? So that word that God got for you would be a blessing to you, okay? And you know, when God give you a word, it's for a reason. So I want to tell you tonight, I'm looking for God to give you a divine word, and God will open a door up for you. Some of you is worried about what's going on. We're praying for those that lost loved one. I was with Brother Dale today over at his house, and his mother Lovey, his mother, and the place they're going to have Purvis Fan, the blues man, they'll probably have it at Meeks Church or Trinity, because other churches are too small. But what I want to say tonight, I want to share with you the word of God, and where it might be very clear to you. And maybe sometime you say, well, Bishop, I'm trying to learn the word of God, and it will heal you, and it will deliver you. This is March. This is St. Michael is the angel of this month. Thank you, Candace. Now, when I open up your line, it's for the Bible class that we're going to go over. Bible class, let me see. Okay. Mother Pearl, okay. And I wanna share I guess I'll talk about tonight financial covenant with God and the scriptures. I might do the miracles of Jesus because I want you to be able to reach out and get something to be a blessing for you. When that blessing be a blessing for you, it open up a new door. Somebody said new door. And sometimes if what you think is one way, it ain't that way, it's something different. Okay? The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. What you're saying, bitch, I want you to get ready for God to give you a divine blessing tonight. In the scripture, okay. Get your Bible, take time, get your Bible, and as you get your Bible, the word that you need to hear ain't going to come from Bishop, it's coming from God. And see, God always give you what you need. Now, I might start off with one scripture, and okay. If you want to ask some questions, I'm opening lines where you can ask the question. No, let me open the lines up now. Don't be cussing over here in the hollering going on. You know, one man, we had the line open, he's hollering, and one lady was talking bad on the line. Who's that fella talking? You know, sometimes you don't like to be talking and people hear what you're saying, but this is Bible class now. We got Bible. Let me tell you how it's going to go. Everybody, you're on the line. You're on. Okay. Now, your phone is on. Whatever you say, I can hear and everybody else can hear. Okay. I got the line open. I'm going to start off with Bible class. We want to talk about the Word of God and talk about the miracles. I got a book, Miracles of Jesus, and Mary, you didn't order it. Herb, you didn't ask for it. When I come to Detroit, I guess I'll bring y'all Miracles of Jesus. Y'all have the book, Miracles of Jesus. Because tonight, I want to deal with Exodus 14, St. Matthew 6:33, and we're going to end up with Exodus 23 and 20. Then we might go a little bit further. So I'm going to start off. I hope you got your Bible, at hand. I'm going to have you to read Exodus 14:14. Then we're going to talk about it. And I want to 16:7-8. Read Exodus 14:14 for me. And have your scratch paper and you can write stuff down. Exodus 14:14. We start off with that tonight. And as you get Exodus 14:14, I want to tell you tonight, whatever going on in Washington, you stay in prayer. With all the money, you stay in prayer. But God is going to turn some things around. I just want to say that to you tonight. And I've just thought on Bible class tonight, we need to talk about the Word. I don't need to talk about your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and all of that. The Word heals. And when you get the Word in your belly, it heals your body. Let me say that again. We're so do it ourselves, okay? No, you don't want God to do it. You get down. Oh, God, help me. God ain't thinking about you. Because you got to be able to love God in season and out of season. And shake me. I want you to put down in your tablet the miracles of Jesus. Now, I got this book called The Miracles of Jesus. Ain't nobody asked for it. I've been talking about it. Ain't nobody said, Bishop, send me the miracles of Jesus, how to call for what I need it for. And I've told people that they needed to put it with the other book. Did you get Exodus 14:14, 16:7-8?
Yes, sir.
Okay, read that for me.
Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Now, it says, God will fight for you, you hold your peace. Now, do you want to explain that to us? What do you feel that means?
That means if you have faith in God and you're having issues in your life, you need to take those problems or issues to him and let him fight them because he's more effective with it than you are.
Now, that's very true. I want to say, Exodus 14:14, God said, Moses, step back. We're talking to Moses. Let me fight this battle. And I'm telling you tonight, whatever the test may be, God will fight the battle. And it's sometimes we put ourselves in it. We don't supposed to be in it. Do y'all agree with that? You agree with that? But sometimes we put ourselves in it. We don't put God in it. Y'all agree with that?
Yes, but it's true.
Anybody else got something to say about that? 30, 30, 30, 84, you have something to say?
No, I don't. I thank you. I said everything.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go on to the next paragraph. Put down St. Matthew 6:33. I like to talk about this. I talk about it all the time because it touches us. Okay. And it says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other stuff will be added. And you might ask, what other stuff? Somebody get St. Matthew 6:33 and read that for me. St. Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. Read down to 34, because I want you to get an understanding of what was to me. Now, I'm going to go back to Exodus, where somebody's going to get St. Matthew 6:33. God was saying, now, you can go with a vengeance in mind, say, God. You go slap somebody side of the head like you done something. That ain't nothing. But if you step back and let God take charge, God can do much better than you and me because he knows what's going on. So tonight, you have to understand. And I've been to Detroit over the weekend, Dr. Christian, to make some arrangements. We are at the airport. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, girl. And I got some more that Mother Frances. I got it all that she sent. You couldn't have much, but she said sent the wrong package. She told the girl to send the package to me. She sent the package somewhere else. That them people, my package, not their package to me, but they still good, thank you. And it's for finance. It's for prosperity. Thank you. Exodus 14:14 talking about that after you did all you can do, and it looked like it's hopeless. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. The doctor said you can't get well. The doctor said, well, you got cancer, you got dementia, you going blind, you crippled, and you give up because you accept bad news. But when you understand, you step back and say, God, this is your fight. Sometimes you got to back up and let God. I was talking to a lady earlier today, and we were discussing Exodus 14:14, and after we got discussing, she said she got a letter. Somebody called her, and she said, God, fight my battle. See, sometimes revelation knowledge lets you know that knowledge. You see, some knowledge you can't get out the Bible. You got to meditate and pray for the revelation knowledge to get. And once you get the revelation knowledge, it's going to get you to another level. In 2022, I prophesied there'd be a war, rumors of war. Look, they had a tornado down in Texas and Louisiana last night. And I was talking about the floods and the storms. And I talked about, Mary, earlier, I talked about the hurricane over in China. And I talked about an earthquake over in Russia. Now, I didn't know them bombs, you're like, girl, food. Now, I want to break that down. You got to understand, when people do evil, and they hurt people like Hitler, killed 6 million Jews, okay? All them people were bad, but when you get somebody that is serial killer, serial racist, something, it's a demonic force that can embrace him. And they don't feel for nobody and nothing. But once you plead the blood of Jesus, and you said to yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, God got me. And when you can say that tonight, automatically, the spirits, the angels, they take over and start to work with you. See, and God will put somebody in your vibration that will help you and give you the knowledge that you need. So you want some money? God will put somebody in your vibration where you can be debt free. God will put somebody in your vibration to tell you what herb to get to heal your body, or how to meditate, or what scripture to read. It's a scripture you can read to stop you from bleeding. It's a scripture you can read where you won't be depressed. Okay? But if you don't embrace that, Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance. I hope everything's saying that to the other got a good point. Now what he was saying, boys, you got to have some faith. You know, some people ain't got no faith. They just want bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. And they think it's all right. First, you got to repent. What is repentance? Who know what? Somebody tell me what repent means. All the time. Anybody want to say it? 34, 67, 02, 04. What does repent mean? Who can tell me what repent means?
To ask for forgiveness. To ask for forgiveness. To ask for forgiveness.
Okay,
of
that's right.
Your sin.
When you repent, you ask for forgiveness. And, okay, why we repent? We repent because we're not perfect. When we repent, we ask God to forgive us or we can start anew. Somebody, see, a lot of Christian people, they already been cursed because they hold stuff. But the doctor said, I'm going to die Monday. And the doctor might die Monday. Like the lady said down south, 90 years old. She said she done went through 3 doctors. I said, what you mean, mother? She said, they all told me she's going to die. They did. I'm still living. Okay, I'm 90 years old. I'm still living. And I was talking to my mother, father, to a hopeful therapist. He said a couple of doctors told her that she didn't know what she was doing. She said she done graduated about 20 to 30, 40 people learned how to do cocoa therapy. That means that when they clean your bowels and your whole stomach out, you know, some of you getting cut on. Well, I need to get my stomach down. I need to take a C-section or I need to take a laparoscopy. And you, what you're doing, you're starving yourself and you get cancer. I'm too fat. The same nature got you fat and get you skinny. Reason you fat, sometimes you were. Sometimes you were out last night. Somebody from the spirit world told me to stop worrying. And I won't tell Pearl, I don't want you worrying. You've been worried. That's why you be unbalanced. You were. I looked in the spirit world. You see, when you get on a plane, like you fly from here to L.A., you get off the plane, you're stuck for a few days. So you get your equal leverage. You know what I'm talking about? That brings you equal leverage. When you fly on a plane, it throws your balance off. In the same way, when you worry, it throws your balance off also. Who got the name Matthew 6:33? You want to read that? Same Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 33. Which one y'all want to read?
And it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, come on.
And all his righteousness,
and all
these things shall be added. And all these things shall be added unto you.
And what verse folks said?
It says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day it is the evil thereof.
Now, who wanna tell me what that means? Who got a thought what that means? Now, this is St. Matthew, St. Matthew 6, 33 down to 34. Now tell me, what would that mean? It says speak the kingdom of God, right? And all his righteousness. All the other stuff. What other stuff he talking about will be added to you? Now, do y'all know who knows what that means? The other stuff. Anybody know? Anybody want to check? Your line is open. Pearl, what it means?
I'm not up on it right now, Bishop.
Mary, what it means? Well, Doc, what it means? Let me say it again. Speak first.
It means that before you make any decisions, we should go to God, make sure that it's the right choice that we're making, so we won't get, you know, all bound up and discombobulated because we have made the decision on our own.
Now, that's right. You go a little bit further. Once you, it's a seek first the kingdom, that's the righteousness. Seek the righteousness, we have the same. Do the right thing, the right thing, the right thing, the wrong thing, the wrong thing, you get the wrong thing. When you seek for the wisdom of God, he's going to give you what you want in the other stuff. What does it Car, home, somewhere to eat, somewhere to sleep, somewhere to rest, and your health. That's the other stuff that he's talking about for you to get and to have. That is important for you to understand tonight. Lots of people go to church, they never know what that means. They go to church all their life, they don't know what it is a 14 means. They go to church all their life, they don't know what St. Matthew 6, 38 people preaching. So when people preaching, he ain't explaining, he preaching. But when you sit down and have Bible study, Bible class, it gives you an insight on what you're supposed to be doing, how you embrace God. There's no reason for somebody to embrace the oneness of God, claim sickness. You know, once you claim God, he quickly heals your body. I want somebody to get St. Matthew 14:14. Get that for me, Dr. Christian. St. Matthew 14:14. The 14th chapter. The 14th verse down to the 21st verse. Read that to me. I want to explain something. And it's important for you to know that tonight. Now, the only way you got to know that, if you ask not, you have not. Tonight, the line is open. And don't let the cat get your tongue. The old folks would say, cat got that boy's tongue. It might be tight. Okay, read that, Dr. Christian. That same Matthew, what I said, same Matthew, 14, chapter 14, verse 14 through the 21st. That's that, yeah. You got that? You go back to the same issue. You got that? That same map. You got it? The same map is 14. Now, what I want to say tonight, what she's looking for.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, really.
Okay, it says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick.
Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
God, Jesus healed everybody that came to the mountain. Now, what that's telling us. That tells us tonight, you have not, because you have not. God can heal high blood, sugar, tumor, whatever you got. He just healed everybody. See, y'all say, oh, no, I can't get healed where you go. I can't get healed from high blood. I can't get healed from no tumor. I have to go to the hospital. But they're going to slaughter you up. I got to go first. You got to lean into your own understanding, not nobody else to lean into God. Everybody came, and the people were sick. I know you can't imagine. Just imagine in your house, you got 25 people in the house, they all sick. They're looking for you to heal them. Okay. Now, the Bible says every one of them came, they got healed. Before you read a little bit further, I want to put it in. I was down in Louisiana with Benny Hinn. And I was sitting up on the stage. Benny Hinn didn't heal them folks. You know what healed them folks? They faith. About that many folks was in that auditorium. One man got up and started walking. Another lady got to shout. He ain't got on the stage yet. When you put your faith, when you activate your faith, you get healed. You got to tell your body, hey, you better shut down, bro. You ain't give me no headache. You ain't give me no high blood, bro. Whatever you got to do, but get up out of me. Because my body is the anointing of Jesus Christ. And he was perfect. You know what I'm saying? And he just don't tell you that, but I'm going to let you know. You got to speak to the thing. And I want to tell you this him. Once you speak it, the Holy Ghost makes it active. Okay? Lady called me and said, I got cramp. And we have to drink some water, catch some cramp. She got drunk me a big glass of water and said, y'all gonna get up out of me. The bitch, I had no cramp no more. Faith unlocked that soul. Your faith in God, you got a relationship with God, a relationship with Jesus. I don't care what your husband said, what your wife said, what your children said. You've got to have a relationship with the Creator. I say the ancestors don't come. Now, the ancestors told me last night when I crossed over, it's going to be all right. Now, when I said it's going to be all right, whatever you're going through, get over it, because you're going to be a winner. And you got to thank the winner. You got to put that W on your mind. You got to write it on your refrigerator or put it in your car. I'm a winner because I'm working with a winner team. God never fails. Tell me where he fails. Thank you, John. Read on.
Okay. And they said... And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, and they may go into the village and buy themselves.
Now, let me tell you what happened. All y'all go to church. The church is supposed to feed you, clothe you. The church is supposed to be a hospital. A feeding center. Now let me show what Jesus did. The fact that Jesus, all these folks in, is getting late, and you got to sleep away. He said, no. Bring me somebody that got some fish and bread. We had three little fish and some bread they had, and he prayed over it, and everybody, 5,000 ate. Ain't talking about community, the doctors. You know, over 10,000 people ate by faith. The disciples sent them away. He said, heal them now, let them go. He said, no, I can't send them away hungry. So God's going to feed you physically, mentally, and spiritually. But you got to have faith. Well, my son said, I can't get where my daughter fell. I'm going to tell you, I was talking to a lady tonight. Her kids, somebody she got to mention, she cooked them out and said, get out of my house and don't come back. That mess. The doctor right there, you sure did come through. They had demons on there. Remember demons? They looking at your wardrobe. They looking at your house. And Dr. Bridget, you know, Sister Jackson, she came to Detroit. Her children put her in the crazy house. And took her mom. You got to understand, you got demons. He said, well, that's my son. That's my daughter. Is it really your daughter or somebody else's daughter? Is it the devil's daughter? Is it that woman's daughter? You know, you got a lot of stuff going on now. You got to understand, God put you to head, and you stay to head. One lady said, I got to see what my children going to say. I said, your children, you had them. They didn't have them. Huh? Then one lady said, I got all my grandbabies over here. Put your daughter, I don't know what you're going to say. When you was coming up, did your mama take care of you now? Did she care over their mama? It burns me up to see these people, these old seniors, somebody didn't take care of these kids. Once you get to be a senior, you ain't old enough to take care of yourself now. You need some free time. You raise your daughter up and raise your son up. Now you raising his children up. So what kind of freedom you got? And they got to get to know one lady. I'm going to tell you something. Every time, every year, they still have a baby. I said, what is this? The grandma got five babies there. She's pregnant with another. And I said, baby, you're nothing but a babysitter. Your life is raised well, and she got no babies. And she got babies by five different men. And they don't know the dad is the damn one of them out there. See what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you, the world will give you knowledge not to get involved with them demons. That's my son. Lady called me just now. Son in jail, lying. I was jaywalking. That's what he beat me up. Come to find out. Got all kind of tickets. Now, he's 40 years old. Calling his mom to get him out of jail. When she said, you'll stay there and rock there. So do you feel bad? I said, you're doing the right thing. Maybe God didn't even have been killed. Anything. Sometimes you jump too quick. God, whatever God do, is a reason. He prayed for everybody who came to the mountain. Read it for yourself. When he got through, he said five times in the Bible. Women and children, and no goats, horses, and whatever they had, they ate everybody at some level. So what I'm telling you tonight, God is a healer. He will heal you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, you got that. Anybody want to ask a question about that, what I just said? You got a question? You got a question?
No, I don't.
Mary, you got a question?
No.
Okay, thank you. Doc, you got a question? Turn your Bible to Exodus 22:20. Okay. All of y'all should know that. First, I'm going to ask you a question. Pearl, what is your angel saying, Pearl?
I don't know, like.
What month you going?
July.
Muriel.
Muriel.
Muriel is your angel.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was
Dr. Bruce, what is your angel?
Versiel.
Versiel. That's
July. That's July, Versiel.
Versiel is July, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, you take tonight You write a letter to Virgil on some brown paper, and you write two letters. You put one in your Bible, and you take one and you burn it on Friday the full moon. Okay? You put all your requests on it. Okay? Put it on Psalm 119. Okay? That's what you do with that. Girl, I want you, thank you, kind spirit, to write, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and put that angel name on it, put your name on it, and put it in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And put the year date on it, put 2022. Mary, what is your angel?
Anatio.
What month is that?
November.
Okay. You got a host angel. You take, write that angel's name down and put Rabbi the healer name. Put his name down. Put your name down. And I want you to get ready for the full moon. I want you to take one of them, put it in your Bible, and the other one, you take it and burn it on Friday, full moon, by the time it's the warm moon.
Yes, it's a full moon.
And y'all know what the warm moon means? Who knows what the warm moon means? It means the healing of the earth. Warm. That moon, Friday, the warm moon. That means that it's warm, it's bringing things to the surface in the earth. Okay? Now, get Exodus 23:20. Who got that? Exodus 23:20.
And it says, for my angel shall go before thee and bring thee unto, is this Exodus 23:20? Okay. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way. Before thee to keep thee in the way. And bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
Now, what that means, it's a lady, I'm going to tell y'all this. A lady is on her way from Chicago going to Mississippi. And she run off in a ditch. And she trapped in the car down in southern Illinois. It's a man came on buckle up and picked her up and left her on the highway, and he drove off. So the truck driver came and said, how did you get out? She said, the man just got me out. Truck driver, I was saying, I ain't seen no man. That was an angel. Came and moved her out. I was going to say this to y'all. I did a show on YouTube. And we could see the wings of the angel on the picture. I think I showed it to a few people. And it was showing on the picture. You could see the angel wings on the picture. So that's the word. Now, the angel is from God. So you have not, because you have not asked God for what you want to give to you. Everybody got a need. And you got to ascertain what your need is and what you want God to do. And you say, well, God, if God put you in a situation, it's a situation he wants you to come out of to be more positive. And don't never go into nothing. Next one, positive. If God put me in this situation, it's for a reason. But God is setting you another level. Mary, I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalm. This is a scripture everybody, all the old folks down south, everybody knows the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, that's what I want. And some people, they read it over their funeral. No. My grandmother had 23rd number of Psalm on her pillow. And she had a rocking chair, and she had to pay for the rocking chair when she lost. And she lived to be 107. She was reading and prophesied at 107. Sister Alma. Is you on?
You talking to me? Or?
I was telling Mary Hoffman to read the 23rd number of Psalm. Mary. Hope she ain't going to sleep, girl. 23rd number of Psalm. Lord, I'm not shepherd, I shall not want. Everybody should know that by heart. And as she's getting ready to read it, all the saying that you're trusting in God, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He will let you know that he going to get what he wants from God. Now, I want to ask a question tonight. How many really had got some results? Good thing I'm calm. Here's a young man that was in jail. He kept reading the 23rd number Psalm every night, asking to be released. Some way he got released. So when you read the 23rd number Psalm, it brings closure to you, and it opens up doors for you, and it helps you to go to the next level in your walk with God. And some people got to understand that you have to ask God for divine deliverance. God gives you divine deliverance. He do what? He opens doors for you. So when you ask God, the 23rd number from the Lord is my shepherd, that's personal. When you tell somebody, God is my God, you let them know that you trust me in a higher power. Mary, you get Psalm 23.
Uh-huh.
You got a phone on. You got a phone on. I think I got a phone on. Well, she didn't answer. I'm looking for it now. Okay. That's a thing. Okay. Okay. It must have jumped off the war zone. Huh? The phone was, sometimes when you on, when you got all the lines open, some of them jump off. Pearl, you still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mary was on the web, just her line. Pearl, when you read 23rd number Psalm, what do you pick up when you read the 23rd number Psalm? What comes to you?
He is my helper. And he is my helper, and when I read it, I always have a lot of good luck.
Oh, when you read the 23rd number Psalm, it gives you power to go a little bit further.
Yes.
It gives you power to do what?
To do the things that wouldn't have the power to do it if I didn't read it.
Well, that's good. You're right. See, people got to understand. This woman read off this stuff, I be wanting to read it because running certain stuff away that's invisible. I was talking to Kim today. I told her to read a scripture. And she read that scripture on her job. And I said, if anybody do anything to read this scripture, the girl got sick that was working with her and had a stomachache. She said, that's your work. I said, no. When you read that scripture, God just brought out the negativity that was around you. And that's the kind of stuff that happened. Now, Dr. Bridget, when you read the 23rd and I'm what you get out of it?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside the still waters, restoreth my soul, leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Now, what did you get out of that?
I get that God made me a promise. He's going to keep it as long as I have faith in him. He's going to give me what I want. He's going to protect me. You're going to keep me, but I got to have faith.
Mary, read the 23rd number, Tom. Your line is closed. I got to open now.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Now, when you read that, what did you get out of that? What did you get out of that?
I don't know.
What did you pick up by reading it? Did you know what that means?
Whatever you ask him for, he will give it to you. He said, I should not want.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't want for nothing.
That's true. I want to tell y'all again, the Lord is my shepherd. That's personal. That ain't for your head. That's for you. See, it's the same people. I'm going to read this in. If you don't embrace it, it's going to be for you. See, it says the Lord, that's lazy. When the Lord is my shepherd, I still not want. It's about you. Personal, program. It's saying you. So it means that when you embrace it, you're building yourself up and say, I've got a protector. I've got somebody to see that I to see that evil ain't going to come around me. The Lord is my shepherd. You know what a shepherd do? A shepherd watch over the flock, right? Okay. Now, I got a prophecy for every one of you tonight. I got a word. I'm getting the word from God for you tonight. And the word he's given me for every one of you is just, okay. I want to tell you the word he's given me, some of you ain't said nothing. The word he's given me for you, Tanya, is to knot your hand and you play the piano. Dr. Christian, I want you to anoint your feet. Take some olive oil and anoint all your feet. And when you anoint them, you read that scripture. The Lord is where you anoint your feet with olive oil. her, I want you to anoint. I want you to anoint from your knees down to your ankle. Okay? And you anoint both elbows. I don't know why she is helping. Okay. Mary, I want you to anoint your forehead. I want you to anoint the front of your forehead and the back, like around your neck. And each time you anoint it, you anoint it three times. And you read, the Lord is my shepherd, three times. You place your hand with that olive oil on the forehead, that can move headaches. You lay it on your back, around your neck, your shoulder blades, right on your neck, that can move. That's going to make circulation. Okay. That's the prophecy. Now, that's another prophecy, all of y'all, that I'm giving you. Psalm 127. Matter of fact, I couldn't get 127 to read it to me. Because the Lord told me to get everybody on the line. Psalm 127. I don't even know what it said. That was the Spirit of wisdom to tell you. Psalm 127. And as you read it, I'm going to explain it to you. See, a lot of people, they want to come to Bible class. They want to hear the preacher preach. The choir is saying, they go back and do the same stuff as you've been doing. Now, you got that.
Except the Lord build a house.
That's 127 start off. What is that?
Except the Lord build a house, thy labor is in vain.
Except the Lord build a house. Stop right there. That means you got to trust in God for your breath, for your needs. If God don't build a house, it's in vain. We don't.
Thy labor is in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early.
Lord, hold on. A lot of people say they are free. And one lady said, she go to bed at 10 o'clock. 1 o'clock she woke up all night. You got to understand, I want everybody to read that scripture, but I want you to know, except God build a house, it's in vain. So what that means, you can't do nothing. You can have all the God, all the police you want. You can protect you from God. The girl told me the man had accident, killed all the people. You got to inquire to God. For you to have God. Once you get God, every door closed will open up. You know what I'm saying? So you got to let God in for God to do it. And I want to share. Anybody got any questions? We're going to go out there in a minute. But I want to, now, this is a song that I learned. Go out there with this song right now. Thank God for the Bible class. I enjoyed every one of you tonight. It's a blessing for you to read, Mary. A blessing for you, Dr. Christian. And Perla, blessing for you. I will be in Detroit on Saturday. Sunday, I'll be there. I got to call Brother Tom. And I like that. That's the Johnson family. And he knows your name and whatever you want. He knows. He'll give you what you want.
And oh, how he works with me.
Yes.
And oh, how he works with me. And oh, how he works with me.
I like that. Thank you. God bless you tonight. I'm Grandma, Mother Bad family, First family, and Sister Bernadine that passed on, Grandpa, Brother John up in Minnesota, Brother Sam, I'm Grandpa, your family. Thank you. Father God, we come into God. We thank you for God's blessed. We thank you for what you did. Touch us, God, tonight in a special way. Forgive them of their sins. They will loose your hope off of their minds, off of their bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus.